And one of the more boneheaded, dim-witted, dummy-dum-dum, clueless moves made in professional wrestling I've seen in a long time. Anthem Sports, the parent company of TNA Wrestling, has gone ahead and made the super smart decision to fire the president of TNA, Scott D'Amore, and replace him with some fucking tool, some corporate douchebag from the Anthem Sports. Let's go ahead and jump on over and take a look at who we have here. We have Anthem Sports and Entertainment president and of the entertainment division, Anthony Chacon. Anthony Chacon has more than 30 years of broadcasting and digital media experience. Good for him. Oversees all operations and financial performance of the entertainment group, which includes AXS TV, Access TV, HDNet, movies, game TV. TNA would fall into that category, Fight Network, blah, blah, blah. He's also responsible for broadcast and IT support for all Anthem operations. 10 years as VP of programming and production at the Score Television Network. 10 years of sports producer, global television, blah, blah, blah. Various roles within the Olympic broadcast services since 2010. Oh, boy. Instructor and advisory board member of College of Sports Media. Quite the resume. Good for Anthony Chacon. Who cares? He doesn't know professional wrestling. This is a different industry. You can't just come in from a TV production side of things. Sports broadcast. Oh, I was in the Olympic broadcasting for 10 years, so clearly I can be the president of TNA Wrestling. After TNA Wrestling, mind you, is doing the very... They have never looked better. Both from a product standpoint and just a fan perception standpoint, since they were, you know, head-to-head with WWE Monday Night Raw back in the old days. Like when Hulk Hogan and Bischoff came in and took it over, TNA was, you know, for a moment, running head-to-head with Raw. They were probably as big as they ever were at that time, and then they've been on a complete and total decline since, to the point of TNA, LOL, and just... Those guys are still around. What are they doing? And then they switch to Impact to try to, like, get away from the TNA stink of things. And then Impact just became a big indie company, essentially. You know, it had TV and everything, but it was like, you know, Impact. You know, Impact Wrestling. But slowly, surely, over time, things started to change. They started to make a lot of really good decisions, a lot of really big moves. They made plays for bigger stars. They had great matches, and they just put on a product that was consistent to the point where fans really started to catch on. Then they made the ever so bold move to switch to TNA again, to switch back from Impact Wrestling to TNA. Let's go back to our roots. But this time it caught on. Because people had nostalgia for TNA. They missed the good old days of TNA. I missed when it was TNA, which is weird to say, but people, look, man, don't judge people's tastes, right? People have nostalgia for TNA, and TNA listened, and they brought it back. And everybody at TNA was ecstatic. Everybody at TNA seems to be like on the same page, ready to play ball, ready to move this company to the next stratosphere. To the point when I made my 2024 prediction video back in January, cheap plug for that if you want to go back and watch. One of the predictions was Vince would be completely removed from WWE TKO altogether. So there's one for me, but one that probably is not likely to work out now, as I said that TNA would have its biggest year ever since those days, you know, when Hogan was running it head to head with Raw. The TNA would really become a fucking machine. TNA would become a presence to be dealt with in the pro wrestling. You know, that they would give AEW a run for their money. Not quite, because they're never going to have the budget. They're never going to reach that number two status. But they could be a strong number three, you know, like a very strong number three. They already are, kind of, but you get what I'm saying. It's going to be a great year for them. Now, all of a sudden, okay, you got us all set up perfectly. We'll take it from here. Fuck off. Who's going to run it? I don't know. This TV guy. He was in the Olympics broadcasting. He can. This is wrestling. Of course he can produce that. We don't need Scott D'Amore. For more on this, let's go ahead and check out a clip. You know, we are talking about the business of TNA. And what better take to bring into this conversation than the take from Strictly Business, Eric Bischoff and John Alba discussing Scott D'Amore's removal from TNA.
Scott D'Amore is out as president of TNA Wrestling. Anthony Ciccone is going to be taking over. He's got an extensive cable executive background, but this comes on the heels of TNA rebranding, relaunching, quite a bit of fanfare in the wrestling discourse. They did their highest attendance numbers they've done in years. And now we're getting these changes. Talent were made aware of the news on Wednesday. Initially, through a press release, it was said that D'Amore was terminated. There were tons of talent who came out on social media who said that they were upset about this and that they love Scott D'Amore. Pretty wild turn of events here with all the goodwill that we've been hearing from TNA over the course of the past month or so. What'd you make of this news?
You know, I don't know. I've never heard anything but positive things about Scott from people that have worked with him. That being said, it's just sure from my perspective, and I don't watch the product a lot. I've dropped in on it like everything else. But from my impression, all the moves have been kind of leading in the right direction. And the goodwill amongst the audience that I've seen publicly has been very, very, it has really increased. I've seen a lot more volume of positive TNA kind of comments and conversations just through the course of day-to-day social media activity. So if you got a guy that's generally really, really well-liked and respected by his peers or the people that work with him, and you've got these positive signs of at least indications of growth.
There's buzz.
It seems odd that you would let someone like that go unless there's reasons that we don't know about.
I'm going to read a report from Dave here because he's the only one who's given insight and you can choose to do with it what you will. But he said this week, quote, "I think Scott D'Amore thought that it's time to spend some more money, try to go after more talent, try to build this TNA thing up, have a little bit of momentum." And the Anthem people were kind of like, "We don't want to increase the budget," and maybe even wanted to cut back on the budget, but definitely didn't want to increase it. And it was just a standoff, and that's kind of what happened.
I will tell you, just from scrolling through, let's go ahead and take a look over here. People are not happy. Look at this. "Thank you, Scott D'Amore, for being a boss, coach, mentor. This guy's got the me after I saw the guy getting fired. Thanks for the contract and belief," from Jackson Stone. "Trey Miguel, I wouldn't have the life I have if not for Scott D'Amore." Wrestler number two, "Thank you, Scott D'Amore." Amazing Red chimed in, "TNA is not TNA without Scott D'Amore." Killer Kelly, "Scott is TNA. He changed my life." Eddie Edwards, "TNA, TNA, TNA. Jim Miller, we owe you so much." Kimberly Ford, "Please, everyone, give your love and flowers to Scott D'Amore. We stand with you," it says. Tracy Brooks, "I'm a Scott D'Amore knockout, always and forever. Thank you, boss." Trinity chimed in, "We don't play about Scott D'Amore. Okay, bye." Jody Threat, "Not all people in leadership roles are leaders. Scott D'Amore was a leader." David Penzer, "I'm just going to say it. Without Scott D'Amore, Impact TNA would be a video library probably owned by WWE. Nailed it on the fucking head. There's more. I could keep going, but I mean, it's not the Twitter scroll show or anything. But a few examples, and there's a lot of outrage. Some stuff that I wasn't even able to get to there. But you see the general sentiment of Scott D'Amore. This was not taken too well, too kindly to. I know what was her face there? The fucking muscle chick there. Jordan Grace chimed in too, and she was pretty salty about it as well. Heart and soul of TNA. Irreplaceable, Jordan Grace says. So you get the point. Scott D'Amore, man. Like, what? This is not a move. He was, as everybody's saying, he's the heart and soul. TNA would be a tape library, and that's exactly where they're going to go. Word was from Dave Meltzer that the decision behind this was simply made because of money. Scott D'Amore's next goals were to start spending some more, which is smart. He was the guy that wanted to, he made an offer to fucking CM Punk and Mercedes Moné. Let's play ball here. And they weren't big offers, but they were as big of offers as he could possibly fucking even fathom to try to come up with. They're respectable for TNA. He's out there trying to play ball. It's not just about acquiring bigger stars. It's about, look, we have reached, we've clawed our way back to a position in the wrestling business where we can really, no pun intended, make an impact. We can be a strong number three, if not be a competitor for number two, depending on how much money you want to put into this. Because people are really down on AEW right now. And quite frankly, the only thing that separated AEW from TNA at this point was the big budget, the arenas and stuff like that. Take away all of that and you just got the matches and the booking in like a little fucking studio or something. TNA is a better product. At times, at least, you could argue. So, what do? You cut the balls off. Apparently, Anthem just wants this product to just keep putting on shows. Just give us content. Shut the fuck up. Keep it steady. Keep it consistent. You know, we don't want to dip in the ratings or anything like that, but we don't want to spend a shit ton on it either. Just give us what we're looking to get out of this and shut the fuck up. Scott D'Amore had bigger plans. This is according to Meltzer, of course, and take him with a grain of salt because I think he even started that sentence by saying, I think. And anytime Dave Meltzer says, I think, please take it with a grain of salt. So he doesn't know, but that seems to be a reasonable explanation for it. Unless, you know, like Bischoff said, unless there's something else that we don't know, you know, God forbid there's more scandals or some shit. But that obviously does not seem to be the case. Everybody seems to love Scott D'Amore. Everybody seems to be pretty pissy that he's gone. And quite frankly, that's going to be the death of TNA. TNA, the thing that they had going for them was heart and soul, passion. They had a roster. Scott D'Amore, I don't want to compare him to Paul Heyman because I don't think he's there, but Paul Heyman was able, when he ran ECW, was able to incite the passion and motivation and really build the team. We're a team. We're out here against them. We need to prove, we need to scratch and claw for our spot collectively. And I think Scott D'Amore seemed to have that. TNA, people were proud to be TNA. People were proud to fight for TNA, to be part of TNA's second uprising, their second coming, if you will. People were proud of that. And people were genuinely excited, not just people, wrestlers in the working for TNA, but even the industry and the fans. Everybody was fairly excited to see what TNA could bring to the table over the next year or 2 years, couple years. And even, you know, the working with WWE as far as having Jordan Grace go over to being part of the Royal Rumble, Mickey James last year, those are Scott D'Amore calls. This guy, I don't know, man. It was just a bonehead move, and I think it's gonna. What they did was they fired the heart and soul. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe they'll realize they made a mistake and they'll bring him back with a raise, like an I'm sorry bonus. We fucked up. That could happen, and if it does, TNA could be right back on track. But I think this TV guy, it's gonna be a Dixie Carter situation. He's not a booker. Who's he going to hire to be the booker then? And who's going to fucking follow his lead or believe in his direction? He's just there working for the corporation to make sure that TNA doesn't spend a whole lot of money and stays within its means and just creates basic ass content, consistent ass content for Anthem to just have on their, you know, here's our wrestling show. It does these ratings. That's it. Who cares? That's all we want out of it. We don't want this to be the next AEW or to make a strong, but we don't care about the wrestling business. This is a show on our TV. That's it. It already does. We're happy with the ratings that it does do. That's why we bought the shit. It's low cost for us. It's content that people are watching. Let's just keep it at that. And once it becomes more cost, then it's a problem. Now we don't want to have our hands in it as much anymore. Unfortunately, TNA was so close that, and I'm not even saying they needed one more big star, which could put them over the top, or a big event. A big arena show, a big, I don't know, man. Yes, I think a few wise investments here and there would have really put TNA up to the next level again. But that's not where Anthem wants them. So what that's going to do now is that's going to take the piss out of everybody backstage. They're not going to believe in this Anthony Chacon guy. They're not going to believe in his direction. They're going to be looking to get out. It's an indie now. TNA is going to be Jordynne Grace, for example, is now, instead of being so proud that she represented TNA at the Royal Rumble or whatever, she's just going to be going, hey, when can I come up to the WWE? And, you know, a lot of these people were probably thinking that anyway, but now it's really going to be I'm just going to get here to get some reps in and get noticed, and then I'm going to get the fuck out. That passion is going to be gone. That direction is going to be gone. They're going to be putting on matches. I don't even know who's going to be booking the shit now, so who's to say the matches and the storylines are even going to be as good? But the talent's not going to be dedicated. They're going to want to go elsewhere. Anthem's not going to want to give them, they're going to be dicks about the money that they're giving them, because they're going to, obviously, this shows their mentality about the wrestling business, right? That they don't need anybody, anybody's replaceable, we just want to do this show for this budget, and that's what we're going to do, and you're either on board or you're not, period. It's going to cause them to lose all the top talent that they have. This is a huge opportunity for AEW, by the way, to scoop up Scott D'Amore and replace Tony Khan with Scott D'Amore as the head of whatever, the booking. I don't even know that Scott did the booking necessarily. He was the president of it, though. Why don't we, you know, we've been talking about Tony needing to step back and not sell the company, obviously, but take a step back and let somebody else run it for a little while. Run the wrestling side of things, you know? Maybe Scott D'Amore is that guy. Bring him in and then take a vacation. You can sit at the table at the meetings and overrule things or whatever, but, you know, be the Vince of the story. Be the decider, but don't be the creator. Let maybe a Scott D'Amore do that. And with that, he's going to bring in a lot of loyalty from a lot of other talent that might want to make their way to AEW from there. It's just a bad move. It's a bonehead move. It's a shitty move. You can't. Wrestling is a genre that cannot be replaced by a sports broadcast guy. You just can't. It's not going to work. It'll never work. It didn't work when WCW tried to, you know, they had the Jim Herds and the who the fuck else at the time. I don't even remember. But, you know, the people that came in that were not wrestling guys. You got to have a wrestling guy. It's a wrestling business. I worry about that with WWE even, with Endeavor, TKO now, Ari Emanuel. Ari has not gotten involved in the UFC side. You know, he doesn't go and tell Dana White who he thinks would be a good fight for UFC 246 or whatever, 298, 99, but he now is apparently manipulatable, I guess, you know, when you bring The Rock in and The Rock's like, hey, you know what would be a good idea for WrestleMania? Me. I'd be a good idea for WrestleMania. And he can just go along with that because he doesn't know any better. Oh yeah, Rock's a big star. That makes perfect sense. Let's do that instead. Cody? I don't know. Who's Cody? He doesn't have the box office. He's not a wrestling guy. He doesn't understand the intricacies of things. You got to have wrestling guys in wrestling business. You don't gotta have wrestling guys own the company, but you gotta have wrestling guys in control of the company, especially the creative. It's just a bad move. It's a bad, bad move. And it's going to bite TNA in the ass. And I think all of the goodwill and all the momentum that they built, it's all going to get pissed away over the next couple months. And you're going to see a significant drop in TNA.
Ooh, yeah. Thanks for checking out the video here. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like it if you liked it. Yeah. You can check out full episodes each and every Sunday right here on the channel. Ooh, yeah. Dig it.